The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. I used to be a high school teacher and yoga instructor, but back in 2016, when I first heard about the world of professional coaching, I knew I had found my calling. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Welcome back, everyone. This is another episode of Biz Besties. We are your co-hosts, Nicole and Kayla. Hi, Kayla.
Hi. I am so excited to talk about our topic today.
Me too. And also, can we believe that this is the 301st episode? What?
Well, I can't believe it. And also congratulations. Thank you for starting this and doing it no matter what. We're talking about middle of the night, middle of nowhere.
Middle of the night. Like truly Sunday, almost rolling around to midnight and knowing the episodes are released at 3 a.m. PST and being like, oh no, I didn't batch an episode. Like, yeah, we've always made it happen. Okay. Our topic today is going to be about, are you really letting money hold you back? And we're going to talk about a few different examples and maybe excuses you're telling yourself. But before we do that, why are you grateful to have an online business today?
Today, I'm grateful to have an online business because we get to connect with people everywhere in the world. And it is so cool. You were just on Instagram Live with somebody from the Netherlands. Before that, we were on a call with people from all over the States. We just posted a reel about how we have clients in New Zealand, in Australia, in the States, in England, in Netherlands, and obviously Canada. And we just get to see all these different cultures and all these different types of women showing up and having an online business. It is so cool.
Mm-hmm. It is. I loved that call where everybody was tuning in from all over. Okay, that kind of speaks to what I'm grateful for as well is, and I said this a little bit in the episode that's going to be recorded for TGIM next week, but I just think it is so fucking cool that social media like Instagram, for example, is free and you have the ability to go on this free app and talk to upwards of 5 billion people, depending on how you go, if you do a reel or whatever. And then from there, you can talk about what it is that you do and make sales. And there's no cost. There's no middleman in the cost. And for example, you know, I went live last week on Instagram. We got connected with somebody. She was like, I've never watched YouTube before. I just tuned into your live. How do I get into Align Business School? Sent her the link. She paid in full. Bada boom, bada bing, the power of social media when you share your message. If you're just showing up being like, hey, like my outfit, you know, what's everybody think? Yeah, that might not make you sale, but social media being free as a marketing tool, I think is one of my favorite parts of online business. And I love social media. It's just like, it feels fun and easy.
Yeah, it's a big mindset shift from people who I hear that say, I don't know how to use it, I don't understand it, to people who have ever communicated with another human before and are willing to apply those same rules to talking to somebody online. It's just like you walk up to somebody in the grocery store and say, oh, I haven't seen you in so long. What's up? What have you been doing? And then they say, what's up? What have you been doing? And you share what you're doing. It's the exact same thing. And if you think it's different, of course you're going to have a hard time. Okay, there you go.
But we'll
Okay,
help you with all
so
that.
yes, we will help you. We will call out the mindset shifts that you have to make. And in the newest component of Align Business School called the Big Leap Challenge that we're starting on Monday, January 29th, in that challenge, Nicole has laid out three different types of Instagram posts, three different templates of what the post could look like or the story could look like, and three captions that have calls to action. You can just take that copy, change it around for what your business sells and what you want to do and what you want to communicate. Take the templated picture, change that around to your colors, change it to your testimonials, your conversations with people, and make it happen. It's all laid out for you in the Big Leap Challenge.
That's what we call social selling, my friends. Take these templates and go make some sales on Instagram. This is a great segue into if you are saying you don't have the money to do what you want to do, go make it right now. Instagram is free. Go sell something. You don't need a website. You don't need a bunch of elaborate things to get started. You can be a freelance website builder. You can be a freelance copywriter. You can be a freelance. I do one-to-one coaching for the month of January, and that's it. Like, it's all available to go make money right now. You listening, if you are like, no, not for me, that's because you have a story running through your head right now that tells you why you are not available to make money when everybody else is. Let's talk about that, Kayla.
Yeah. Okay. For example, let's say you are thinking to yourself, I really want to do this thing and I need to make money to do it because we need money to operate in on planet Earth here. Okay, great. Let's just all admit that. And let's all say that every time you show up to your day job, you are making someone else money, more money than they're paying you. If you're making them less money than they're paying you, they're not running their business very well. Let's just assume you're making them more money than they're paying you. You have a skill set that is marketable. That person who employed you has bought that skill set from you and you deliver it in their business every day. Okay, just with that logic, that means that you have a skill set that you can help other people with and sell. It might apply differently than your day job. For example, teaching. Nicole was a teacher in high school, and now she teaches people inside of My Aligned Purpose. Fundraising. I was a fundraiser for universities and a big cancer center here in British Columbia. And instead of fundraising for charities, I now apply what I know about fundraising to help people make money in their business. Money is money. Fundraising is fundraising. Teaching is teaching. Whatever you're doing right now, I'm sure you can apply it to an online business. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what's another great example of this?
Well,
I was telling Kayla actually that I tried out new house cleaners the other week. And I said, oh, is this your business? And it was a man and a woman. And he said, yes. And I said, oh, awesome. How long have you been doing this? And he said, well, for years, I was a house cleaner in hotels. And then COVID shut down a bunch of the hotels and I lost my job. And so I just thought, I've been cleaning for hotels all this time. What happens if I just post in Facebook Marketplace with my own cleaning skills and make my own business? And they rolled up in a very nice brand new Lexus and did a pretty good job of cleaning my house because they took those skills that they used that, you know, maybe the Radisson or whatever, I don't even know if that's a hotel here, the Grand Pacific paid them to clean their hotel and then said, we're not going to pay you anymore. And they said, you know what? We can just do this on our own and make a hell of a lot more money.
there's no middleman. Okay, I love that. I have an example of this. Back when I had my day job, but I had no clue about money, I knew that I wanted to pay back my debt. And I've told this story a lot of times, but if you're new to My Aligned Purpose, I haven't told it in a couple of years. I don't know. I got really into this blogger, Mr. Money Mustache. I was so into him, and he was all about the scarcity mentality that if you spend $1, you're never getting that dollar back. That wasn't the most helpful, and I have since had to like deprogram myself on believing that. But what was super, super helpful about Mr. Money Mustache was that he taught me that it's hard to make money when you're in debt. What did I do? I said, okay, I'm going to pay back the CRA. I'm going to pay back my line of credit. I'm going to pay back my credit card and swear to myself that I'm building wealth from now on. And what did I do to make that happen? Well, this was before I knew much about online business. And yes, there was Instagram, but it was pretty new. This was like back in 2013. And I decided, what do I know how to do? I looked at my skill set. When I was in university, I used to paint houses. My mom is really good at cleaning, and she used to bribe me to help her clean on the weekend. And I think I can do those two things combined into one. So I just made myself useful to people who needed painting. By then, I had a bit of a network of people who knew I could paint. I painted the inside of people's houses because it's a lot easier than painting the outside. It's a lot less dirty. You don't have to scrape as much junk off the side of the house. And you can do it on your own. If I'm painting a house by myself on the outside, it would take a long time. But inside, I can get a lot done in a day or two. So I said yes to so many painting jobs, and I took all the money from the painting jobs and put it in a separate account and used that to pay off my debt. And I kept my day job money going into my normal account, painting money into a savings account. And I just paid it off, paid it off. Then my friend's mom was like, oh, we have some painting to do in this Airbnb we own. It's a house with 10 or 7 suites. I can't remember. Because there was one house with a lot of suites and one with about 6 or 7. Anyway, can you go paint this unit? I went in, I painted the unit, and then I noticed that they actually needed cleaners who could show up and clean in between tenants arriving because they were like running this big high turnover business. I said, what if I also clean for you on the day that I'm painting? I can hop up to the other unit, switch the beds, put the stuff in the wash, and keep painting. She's like, okay, we pay our cleaners, whatever it was, $20 an hour. And I said, great, add that on to my painting. Then that's what I did for 6 months. I ate oatmeal and I made money. And I saved my day job money and all the money I made on my side hustles, I paid off my line of credit. And I'm not saying that you have to have hustles and all sorts of things that burn you out. All I'm saying is, like, take the story for what it is. Money is out there, it's available, it's what you're willing to do to get it.
Yeah, and I think that okay, we can call it side job. You don't have to hustle. There's a lot of power and opportunity in adding another stream of income. You
Yes.
know, when I was a teacher, I was paid like okay, let's talk about when I was a teacher in Northern Alberta. I was in the highest pay grade of teachers in Canada outside of the territories within the provinces. We were compensated very well, and I had 6 years of education. I was at the highest on the pay grid. I was paid very well to be a teacher, and I still wanted to teach yoga. And I made hundreds of dollars a week teaching yoga because I treated that like my travel money. And I was like, okay, I'm going to use my teaching salary to pay off the enormous amount of student loan debt I had to get there and my living and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to teach yoga because I have this skill set. I want to do yoga anyway. So I might as well put a room full of people in there with me, charge $10 a head, invite 30 people into this little community hall. If you're thinking like, oh, I want to be a yoga teacher too, or fitness or whatever, but I can't get into a studio, go rent a school gym or a community hall or something. It's way cheaper. You get way more of the profit. I would make a few hundred dollars a week, and I got to do so much extra traveling. You can add things into your 9 to 5. And now, granted, I didn't have kids. I don't have kids. I had that extra time. But you know, Kayla, somebody recently was just asking you, like, did you really, you know, make a million this year and your daughter's only one? And you were like, yes, that is what happened. Can you speak to that to the people that are like, no, it's not possible for me because now I'm a mom?
Oh my goodness. Okay, yes, well, I want you to put down that story. It's not possible for me because now I'm a mom. And it's interesting. It's hard to kind of like give it context of all the things that have to come together to make it happen for us and our family. But the number one thing that comes together to make all the magic happen is my belief and determination that I can grow this online business supporting women to make their own money. That is the number one thing. If I were wishy-washy on it, I could see how my husband would not get on board. If I were not hell-bent and determined on creating the best company and the best work environment and the best, most fulfilling relationships with clients, then I could see how other people around me might not believe it either. But I am so, so, so committed to the dream, and I show up every day committed to the dream because it's what I want. Not because it's something somebody else told me that I should want, or that it's going to make money quickly, or that, you know, whatever all the other reasons people are doing things, because this is the business I'm committed to building because this is my life's work. This is how I want to spend my days. And how I want to spend my days is doing this so that my kids and my family can have an amazing experience here on earth. I'm hyper motivated to build an incredible company that we get to benefit from. And everyone who works with us gets to be in the vibration of it's all possible. And even more than you think is possible is waiting for you. And your kids get to see you doing this too. That's it.
Yeah. You know what I found really inspiring and motivating and just so cool was back in the summer, our friend Colleen Nichols, who just released her book, Don't Make It Weird, Colleen invited myself and Kayla and eight other women, there was 11 of us all together, to be a part of a mastermind. And I was the only one that didn't have children yet. And every single woman in there, Kayla, Colleen, all the other women, they were all moms and they were all multiple six and multiple seven figure business owners. Showing up and making it happen. I was like, this is so inspiring. And this breaks down like every limiting belief or story that I've heard of, like, you have to choose one or the other. You choose your career or you choose motherhood, but like they simultaneously can't grow at the same time. And I'm like, watch them. There are so many different ways to say, okay, I'm going to decide, I'm going to start a business, I'm going to create my own income, I'm going to do this today. And we're talking about all the different ways that I personally have been inspired by seeing women who are going after it. And yet, Kayla, I know that we still hear, whether it's on the inside of our programs or on the outside of people that we talk to in the broader community, there is a lot of hesitation from moms who are like, I can't do this. I have to go to the 9 to 5 that literally is sucking my soul, because how do you ever chase your dreams and go after your business and be a mom? And so what would you say to that?
It's an interesting question because it's a complete mindset shift to look at the opposite. Whatever you think is deeply true, let's say you do hear yourself in what Nicole just said, what would be possible if the opposite were true too? If being a mom means that you need to take the permission or give yourself permission to go after your dreams because your kids are watching. Kids can listen to everything you say and read all the books about it, but how you act is how they're going to build their lives as soon as they get to build their lives when they're teenagers and adults and beyond. If you don't put yourself first, if you work in a job you hate, if you never get to drive that car you like, if you don't go on vacations, places that you want to go, and you hold yourself back because you think you have a certain limited amount of money and it doesn't grow on trees, and you're telling yourself that story, and in turn, you tell your kids that story, whether it's outwardly or not, and then in turn, your kids think that story is true for their life, you're holding them back. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you get to not hold yourself back. And this is what we talk about at Myline.
Mic drop.
This is what we talk about at Myline Purpose all the time. You can choose this belief. Try it on. If you like it, take it. And if you don't like it and you're offended, maybe look at why. Look at what this is coming up against for you. Things that I've done to support myself to be able to build the business of my dreams include, I have four things here. One, prioritizing getting my kids into daycare, where I feel that they're safe and happy all day long. Both of my kids are in daycare now, and before they were, my husband took parental leave in Canada, where we have a great system for parental leave. My husband took parental leave, and I kept working because I didn't want to put a cap on my earnings by taking EI. My husband is employed, And if you take employment insurance, even for parental leave, you can't make more than $1,000 a month or something like that. That limit is off the table for me. I would not put myself in that situation. And maybe if you're listening, like you are in that situation, and that is okay. Everywhere you are is perfect right now. You can finish your parental leave or your EI, your maternity leave, or whatever it is, and use this time to be able to hit the ground running when you're out of it. But if you do have a choice and you do have the guts to do it and it makes sense, maybe your partner takes parental leave and you keep working on your business. That is how seriously I take my line purpose and how much I believe in how my line purpose is going to grow. Scott took parental leave. He watched the kids and was with them all day, parenting them before they went to daycare, and now they're at daycare full time. Okay, the next thing is Scott. Yes, he did have to give up some things to be able to take parental leave. And I work sometimes in evenings and sometimes on weekends, and it depends what kind of fire we have going at the time. And he kicks in, but I also kick in for his dreams. And I remind him of that. When he wants to go on bike races and he wants to spend Thursday nights out with his friends, then off he goes because I want to be supportive to what he needs for his self. And then in turn, he's supportive of what I need as well. And that's like partner communication. And it has not been an easy road to get here. And I think at this point in time, we have our certain days. Like I work out at 6 a.m. because that's before everybody wakes up. But usually before I'm home, Scott has them up and dressed and getting ready to eat breakfast. And then we do that together and he takes them to school and I take the dog out. And those seem to be in this moment what our responsibilities look like. And then on the way home, he either picks them up or I can pick them up if he's going to go work out or be with his friends. We're just constantly talking about what do you need at this moment, who can help the kids, and who can have self-help time, and then what do we need to do together as parents? We're always in conversation about that. The next thing is allowing help and receiving help. I mean, it's also receiving money. Actually being open to saying what I'm putting into the world is full of value. And I'm here to support whomever wants to work with me in this capacity. And that has been a major mindset practice of, okay, this is happening and I can contribute. I might be tired right now and I might have to prioritize taking a nap instead of working. And I'm going to keep going and keep my foot on the gas pedal because that's who I am. Then the last one is going shopping. No, just kidding. It sort of is going shopping. It is recognizing that your body might not be the same after having kids and you deserve new clothes that you feel good in. It means, like I said before, taking a nap or booking acupuncture in the middle of the day. And I do realize that the reason why I can do this is because I have my own business. I have a great supportive business partner who also prioritizes and values self-time. And we work together, just like I work with Scott. Like, what do you need right now? How can I give you that? Nicole and I work together to make sure that our needs are met in, as individuals and in the business. Overall, I think communication is a big piece. You know what changed the game for me, Nick? When we started working together, I used to be scared, like generally to everyone all the time, scared of saying what I want, scared of taking time off, scared of, I don't know, being myself and not people pleasing and not filling the gap. And I just wasn't comfortable at all with that. And then when I would say to you, I feel really tired because I've basically been pregnant for all of my line purpose or had a newborn. I'd be like, I'm really tired today. And then you'd say, that's okay. Why don't you have a nap? Nothing's going to fall apart and we can look at it again tomorrow.
That's why we have our own business.
That's why we have our own business. It's like I needed to get my nervous system regulated to being okay with what I want. And a huge part of being able to do that for me, which was a huge shift in my life and my personality, is that whenever I would tell you what I want, you would say, great, that's what you want. Let's get it, or go get it, or do that thing, or whatever it is. If I literally tell you I'm going to be a purple dinosaur, you're like, I support you. Where can we get you a costume? If I'm like, I want a Mercedes, you're like, want to go test drive it. If I, like, there's no shame around doing what I want, having what I want, being who I want to be. And if we can give anything to who's listening here, let's just practice saying what you want and getting it without apology and normalize everyone around you doing that too. Like you can be the Nicole to the person who's scared of saying what they want. When people tell you what they want, embrace it and go with it.
Yeah, 'cause it's not personal. It's not about like you being tired has nothing to do with if you like me or like our business or whatever else. Like, I don't have to take that personally. It's just like, okay, you're fucking tired. Go have a nap. Of course you are. You've been pregnant for 3 years. Let's go. Come on, give yourself some grace, right? I think when we can all see that, like if your spouse, your like partner, your intimate partner is like, you know, I really want more time with my friends. Don't take that personally. It's not that they're like, I don't like you. They're just craving more time with their buddies. I think what happens is people take things so personally. I'm guilty of it too. And when we can stop it, you know, that is one of the four agreements in the book. The four agreements is stop taking things personally. It makes everything so much easier. You know, I think what you said to Kayla earlier about, okay, so there's daycare, there's the support of your spouse, there is communication and asking for what you need. We listed off the things that helped us, our business, cross 7 figures before your daughter turned one, which is insane. And everybody's like, is that real? Did that really happen? No, we're making it up. Like, why the fuck would we make it up? Yes, we crossed
It's
seven
real.
figures and then Kayla's daughter turned one, and it's all possible to have a very successful, thriving business and small little humans running around. And if you're listening to this and you don't have a partner and you're single parenting, you're listening to this and daycare is not an option right now, or whatever it might be, I think the most important piece is like those are puzzle pieces that Kayla was working with. And ultimately, what I see is that you said, okay, how can I work with what I've got and move towards my dreams? And I think that for anybody listening, maybe a spouse or a partner isn't one of your puzzle pieces. Okay, the puzzle pieces you do have, you've got to figure out a way to arrange them so that you are building this thing that you're really, that is. Makes you happy. It lights you up. It's supportive. And if you're like, you know what? I'm missing a puzzle piece. And that missing puzzle piece is somebody who can come and take care of the kids for 2 hours a week so I can work on my business. Have you asked the close people in your life? I'm just dying for my friends to say, hey, want to come look after my kids? Because it's like, yeah, I just want to be around little kids more. But if nobody asks me, then I'm not like, how are
How
they
would
going to?
you know? How
How
would
would
you
you
know?
know? Right? For those of you that are like, no, my friends are too busy. My family doesn't live here. My coworkers don't want to help, blah, blah, blah. Have you asked? Have you continuously asked? This is the problem is we don't ask because I think ultimately we're so afraid of either rejection or actually receiving. Like, am I worthy to receive that
Oh,
level of
yeah.
help? Yes, you are.
You are. You know what was a huge shift for me? I'm thinking of this as you're talking, was that I got a cleaner to help at home. And I love her so much. And I have asked our neighbors to babysit. My family's not here. I have to be open to receiving. And I remember right before I think it was before the first time our cleaner came to clean. I was saying to Nicole, like, oh, I'm scared to have the cleaner because do I even deserve the cleaner? My house is small and I could always fit it in. And I don't even feel like my house is that nice or whatever is, you're like, it's an I'm not worthy story that's running through my mind. And Nicole said, yes, you are. If you want to prioritize that, give someone else the opportunity who's prioritizing that being their business to come and work with you, to come and make your house better. Like, give somebody else the
Yeah,
opportunity.
you're supporting her and her family, and
I
then
am.
she gets to go on and spend her money that you've paid her to other businesses where she can support them, and it just keeps it's in circulation.
It keeps being in circulation. And that is the entire point of money, is to keep it in circulation. Getting a cleaner is one, and then hiring a personal trainer is another one. That, am I worthy of this? Like, I'm not going to win any swimsuit competitions, or I'm pretty strong already. Do I really need more? And deep down inside, I know that I want to look great and be super strong and age gracefully. And what's that going to take for accountability and for connections with people who I'm training and they're training with, and to understand my body a bit more and to understand a training regimen when I'm not personally that up on training? I think I need to hire a coach. I think I need to get support. I think I need to surround myself by people who are doing what I want to do and doing it much better than I am, so that I can thrive. And I'm worthy of that. Mic drop.
Yeah, exactly. And it all just goes back to the whole beginning of this episode where we're talking about, like, if you want something such as shameless plug, Align Business School or Align CEO Method, for all of you that are like, yes, I want this. I want to be where you two are. Well, the fastest way to get somewhere you want to go is to get there with somebody who's already been there. And if you're saying you want this and you are really trying to figure out a way to make it happen, and you at your core feel like the only thing holding you back is money, go sell something today and make that money so that you can invest in yourself with coaches, with mentors, with support systems that you want. If you are like, I need massage therapy right now and I can't afford it, go sell something. You can literally sell anything. You don't have to get set up and have a whole systematized business running yet. You can be a freelancer. Go offer freelance work. And if you're like, I still don't understand how I would do that, okay, well, send us a message then. We'll make it very simple. And then when you're ready to have an actual established online business where we are directing people to, we can refer people to you, we can network you with other people, that sort of thing, then Align Business School is the best place to start. It has everything you need. And then if you're like, okay, I've got those foundational pieces and I'm ready for sisterhood and I'm ready for high touch mentorship and I'm ready to invest in myself in a way that feels really fucking uncomfortable, but I know it's what I want and what I deserve, then Align CEO Method is what we've created for those of you that are ready for that next level.
Okay, send us a DM on Instagram at My Aligned Purpose. Nicole is in our DMs. She screenshots them to me if I need to read it too or to listen to your message. Send us a message and tell us what you're worthy of, what this episode did for you. Are you hiring a cleaner? Are you hiring a coach? Are you hiring a trainer? Are you going out to sell something so you can make your dreams come true? What is happening? We want to know on Instagram. DM us at My Aligned Purpose.
We can't wait. You can literally go make money today. Go sell some clothes in your closet. I don't know. There's always a solution. Always.
Okay, bye.
Bye.